Yeah, I don't know the brothers.
No, I don't know brothers.
I do.
Who are these enemies born around here?
Well, in Tonopandi.
Tonopandi, the other valley.
All right.
Yes.
And,
within the Rhondda.
You didn't like them going to see the
films? Oh, yeah, they were good actors, fair play.
Before my time.
Well, I remember them back, didn't I?
that's, was it Donald who said?
Yeah. Glenn and Donald Luther.
Yeah. Did they ever come around the clubs?
No.
No.
Nowhere around yet, any of them. I've never seen them either.
And what other famous people have been produced now in the Rhondda Valley?
Stanley Baker.
Tom Jones from Ponty.
I mean, I was in school at the same time as Stanley Baker, like. So I...
He's from Ferndale, isn't he?
Ah, bottom of Ferndale. I knew him well, like.
Well, what do you remember about him?
He was a hell of a bully, he was. He was a bloody thug, he was, fair play. Oh, he... And his father, I remember his father as well. Couldn't miss him, he had one leg. Old man, this.
See?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I can remember his funeral.
Ah, you went
up and he buried his ashes up in Clan.
Yeah, they had the choir and all up there.
Thousands of them.
Yeah. I know they only buried his ashes, chucked his ashes up there for.
Ah, no. All had to come home to rest.
Yeah,
right?
Please.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever came back, mind.
No.
But he had his ashes.
Yeah,
he had his ashes scattered up on top of the mountain.
Did he?
Yeah.
There's thousands about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands.
I remember when he started, when he had the first political play, you know, he was in the New Hall. In, there was a school play, it was, like, and they were, there was four of them went out of the play to London then for interviews. And he was the only one they kept. The other three came back, like. One of them was, cartoonist in the Echo, South Wales Echo, for years.
Oh.
I don't know if he's still there now.
Was he a good looking boy then? And why was he successful?
He was tall, was he?
He
tall
was tall, he was a big boy, like.
Carried himself well.
He was a fair play, he was a good actor, mind.
I suppose he looks average on telly or on the film, but outside he sticks out of it,
yeah. Oh, he's a big lump with chap, like.
And who else then? What other famous people have come from around here?
Oh, I don't know.
Hard to think, no one.
Aye.
I say Tom Jones, Steve's son up there, isn't he?
Oh, aye. Tom Jones had been.
Before he's famous, obviously.
Yeah.
Did he come around at all?
No. We can't afford him.
We'll get him back on his when he's going downhill.
I don't think we'll ever have him.
No.
Oh, this place has seen a lot of people, right? A lot of famous people. Actors, you know, and entertainers.
They had what he called last year, didn't they? David Alexandra. And he died last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
So they had him last October, didn't they, upstairs? Big show. Supposed to come back when they were having him.
Oh, you quite a few big artists upstairs. That is when we had a couple of Bob artists.
Yeah.
I'm going to
find out. Was a rich club once.
Yeah.
How did it keep going, this big building?
Just above managing.
Yeah, I think they're all white heavy fence, all the old miners' institutes have had their day, haven't they? So.
You know, it's such a big place. The upkeep, the lighting alone is terrific, like, and the eating takes so much money, they can't hardly keep it going.
And is it all paid for out of the club?
Oh, yeah.
Funds?
Only the club funds, that's all keeps it going.
And they've had a bad policy of bricking windows up, you know, from the inside.
All these, there was one, two, three, four, there was five windows along here.
Of course, they brick them up from the inside, and then the windows smash, so the rain gets in, there's damp coming through. And
it is there now, look.
You know, so they got...
They were blocked up, and we only just put those back in.
They only can afford to do one or two at a time. It's the next one will be over there, I think.
Would they open it up again?
No, there's no windows over there.
Aye, there is a window over there, isn't it?
No.
Locked up, aye.
No, the window's over there.
It is above the lane. We'll have a look.
Aye, it's not. If you go over there, it's not over there. They've blocked that up from the other side. That one's all right over there.
Aye, that one is blocked up from the other side. I've been saying that.
Oh, aye, that's blocked up from the other side, that is.
But I think they've been planning to open. So they need ventilation in there, because half the stuff is...
There's the two they want to open, but
yeah.
Well above the ground,
isn't it? Yeah, well, they thought they'd make it look better now without the windows. It cut the draft down and everything.
Draft. But of course, when you block a draft, you get the dampness, can't escape, and so creates a bigger problem in the end, long term. Because the club hanging on money now, it's not an easy thing to switch.
They pull it down, some of these, haven't they?
Yeah. They're just pulling the new wall down now, the Ferndale workman's hall.
That's cost over £1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, best to pull it down.
Because you can't even afford to have it knocked down if you want to, you know.
It just finished over there. And that was bigger than this one.
But is this solidly built, I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's solid. But you can't maintain it, it's all like, you know, it really wants, it wants pointing right around.
Like, it's rendered all the way around. Well, through a tiny bit of experience through with houses and that, render only lasts about 20, 30 years. You know, so to render this building would be cheaper to knock down.
It is. Well, we had to estimate for the scaffolding alone.
Yeah.
To do it. I think it was, but it's nearly £100,000 just for the scaffolding.
It can't cope, can it?
Yeah.
And we have tried the Welsh office and everything, and
they'll match a grant, grant for grant. We'd have to, they all have to put in 50%, where they haven't got nothing to put in. So
we couldn't even put 1% in.
No.
So,
and
you'll just have to keep struggling.
Because they're always tied to a brewery, because they've had borrowed money off the grant, off the brewery before. They're keeping the price of the beer up. So you've got a club
on the hill over there. Their beer is a lot cheaper.
They haven't got no overheads, and they can get different breweries in, giving special offers. So most of their beer is under £1.
Oh, dear.
You know, so it's killing the club. You can't compete with them.
Well, I mean, the brewery ought to be told that then.
They
went to them this, just before Christmas.
Which one is that now?
With bread.
They don't make a difference.
They don't, you know.
They're not local now, are they?
No.
I don't know.
No, with bread is a big firm. They've all amalgamated. A lot of them amalgamated together. I don't know where they
woke a rep come and he wouldn't give it anything off. It's like 140 a pint of beer a year compared to. You can guess them up there, 89 kind of.
89, 95.
And they do have checks on Sunday mornings, you know, so you're not, you can't compete with it.
So we have got no chance against them, like.
That's a blow, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only time you can compete is when you put big shows on, you know.
And the shows have gone so dear now that you can't even afford the other
ones. Because about 10 years ago when we were rich, you'd have three shows every Sunday. Like an opera type singer or an opera singer, I'd call them at the time, a comedian or a duo, and then the main group or main artist. Well, now they just got their speakers and they karaoke tapes and they sing from there, one singer, and you can't afford them, can you?
Yeah.
So it's hard to get a good atmosphere going. Because club used to be used more or less every night of the week.
Every night of the week, we had stuff.
It's probably with bingo, because I was upstairs, because there were so many. Balcony and all, bingo Monday and Thursday. Dance on a Friday, I can't remember, it was a Saturday. And concert on a Sunday.
On a Wednesday, we used to have a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah. And before videos come out, then you used to have films.
Well, what's media is a bit prosperity around here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, besides that, then everybody's either on low wages now or on dual income support or invalidity, so they can't afford to go drinking more than once a week.
No.
I mean, nearly everybody around here, there's no work at all. You've got to travel to have work.
What percentage of men are to work now?
Oh.
I don't think it's so much the percentage. The ones that's out of work, there's not many on good money. You know, 140 before tax. So, you know, you're only barely making £100. And some of them got to have a car to get to work, and, you know, so it's, your overheads are so high when you start work.
Low wages.
Yeah. Low wages, yeah. There's one or two on high wages, but of course, if their friends can't afford to go out, the whole atmosphere's gone. The ones that's making the money, I suppose, are the old miners that's had redundancy and still got either invalidity or a pension, you know, but the youngsters aren't going to think of it.
No.
Have you got a pension?
Yes, I got a pension.
What age did you retire
at? 54. See, so I suppose everybody over 50 are quite okay, but everybody under, say, 40 then, or under 35, you know, they low wages. So.
Yeah, but that only went for till 1986. After that, there was nobody having pension.
Pension, no. They just had lumps.
Yeah, one lump sum they had. I mean, when I finished, it was having... We didn't have such a big lump sum, but we had a pension every week, if it was over 50.
Yeah.
That's when they tried to bribe the jobs in the beginning. But as they got a bit more cocky, they kicked that out and threatened the pit. If you didn't take it, the pit would shut, and which was going to shut anyway, but...
Did you work down the pit here?
Yeah.
At 10 miles?
Yeah, 20 years.
And what is... have you had any job opportunities, you know, since
you go? I've had one or two. I've worked on a chicken farm for about a year and done it with a long distance driving, or short distance it was, with HGV. But that's about it really. The wages then were getting a bit low, and the hours were getting longer, because the last time I was driving it was like only 2 hours work, but it was on the M25. They were taking 3 hours to get there, sometimes 3 hours to get home. So two young kids, you know, family commitments, it was getting a bit hard.
Do many people your age leave the area?
I left the area. I've only just come back. I don't know.
I don't know
where they go to. I don't think it's nowhere special to go anywhere now.
I mean, all over the country, you can't. There's no work anywhere, really, like. Most of the ones they had was manual workers. Well, you know, they didn't have a trade or nothing like that.
Yeah. What about training?
No.
Nah.
To train him for what?
We couldn't train him for anything, so we didn't do no good. What are you going to train for?
Mind you, I did do my HGV with a...
Oh, you went on that?
But
he didn't have that.
That's awful hard to get a job, because although I can drive, it's the experience of offloading or loading. If you have a tipper work, it's frightening to go and tip by yourself, you know, because it is dangerous. And same with any of the driving, you know. So passing a test don't do much for you, really.
Yeah.
Kind of
how long have you been trying now to get that?
10 years.
Does it seem a long time?
No, a great time. I'm one of the lucky ones. I had my pension right through, like, so, and I didn't got no small children, like, and I bought my house with my redundancy money, like, so I got no worries on that.
You worked on Ferndale?
I worked at Ferndale and in Mardy.
Did Ferndale close down before Mardy?
Yeah. Years and years before Mardy.
What was the reason then? Oh, thank you, Mr. Bates.
Okay.
Thank you. Come on.
Well, for the Ferndale shut in. Well, they wanted the men up Mardy, didn't they?
There's a shortage of workers up
there. Well, when Mardy pit opened, they had about the other miners from both pits down there to keep this one going, because there was over 1,000 men working up here then.
Well, way over 1,000.
Way over 1,000 men. I mean, Ferndale finished, then Taylorstown finished, and they all went up to Mardy to work.
Well, what about the workings down there? Is it still coal down there?
Oh, yeah. But it's steam coal. It's a different type of coal.
Right.
It's steam coal in Ferndale, down the valley, but it's anthracite coal up here.
So what's the use for the steam coal down there?
There's no use at all now. It is only good for...
Steam engine.
Steam engine.
You know.
Well, that went out.
Yeah.
and it's smokeless fuel. We couldn't sell, you know, they're all smokeless. If you had it all smokeless fuel.
And all, you know, the high quality yard, I suppose it's hotter and lasts longer, you know.
Yeah.
So the power stations just want the good quality coal.
Power stations, what do they burn?
Only coal.
The high quality
anthracite. High quality anthracite.
Yeah.
Don't,
like no. The old steam coal would be for the old open fires, wouldn't it?
Because
you couldn't use that on the parkways of the Rayburns.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's very, very few open fires anywhere now, like?
No, not very, not many close fires.
No.
All the Rayburns and parkways. Because I don't know if they've changed through yet. Or
no, parkway, I got.
You've still got parkway.
Yeah.
But you get coal, don't
I? I get coal
as
well.
Same as
my mother. Yeah. I mean, I still get free coal.
But what do you do with it then?
Oh, I burn it. I
still
got a coal fire. I still got a coal fire.
It's nice, isn't it? It's a bit of work, lighting it up. And yeah.